This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We are back here on a Wednesday, the Thanksgiving Eve show, and it's our great pleasure to welcome to the program Millikan. Nick, you're an alum. You're always very excited when we get a chance to talk to the folks from Millikan University and the amazing things they do in this community. Dr. Pamela Barnes is the director of the School of Education at Millikan University. They had a press release this week that they've announced a new State of Illinois Special Education Endorsement Opportunity for practicing teachers right here locally. Dr. Barnes, thank you for being with us. How did all of this get started?
Yes, first, great to hear from you. Good morning. Well, all of this started, I would say, initially when I began my employment as director of the School of Ed in fall of 19. I realized that Millikan does a great job of being an approved provider for two areas of significance within teaching, and that is special education and bilingual and ESL education. So over the course of the last year plus, we've put together a package and a promotion for practicing teachers to return to the classroom to earn the four-course endorsement known as the special education endorsement, also known as the learning behavior specialist endorsement. And we've put that together in a promotion that is providing the coursework over one extended semester for practicing teachers to add those four courses and add that endorsement to allow them to either accept a special education full-time position or do the value-added benefit of maintaining in the regular classroom and just having added insight into how to work well with their students that present with learning disabilities.
Okay, when you say an extended semester, what does that mean exactly?
Well, yes, we wanted to give ultimate flexibility to teachers in this crazy time of the pandemic. So with the four courses that are required for the endorsement, there's some flexibility. If a student is an alum of Millikan and has completed their program, their bachelor's program within the last, say, 10 years or less, most likely they will have the first course already completed as part of their undergrad program. If they are a student that completed an undergrad degree at a different university, more than likely they will transfer in their undergrad transcripts an equivalent to that first course. So even though it's a four-course endorsement, they most likely will already have one of those four courses completed. So with that, we've developed a plan for a winter immersion schedule. If someone comes in and does not have that first course done, we're offering that in a shortened time frame asynchronously online over the month of December through January. And if that doesn't work for their schedule, they could take the same course, ED-115, in the spring schedule. So we've given some different options as to when students can take these courses over the course of this extended semester to give them as much flexibility in choosing their course time frame as possible.
Okay, and reading the information you sent out, I believe over half of unfulfilled teachers' positions in Illinois are either in bilingual areas or special education. So what does this mean for current teachers and job availability and the demand that is out there?
Well, most definitely, you've hit the nail on the head. When I, again, began, one of the first things I started doing was visiting with area superintendents, Paul Frigo, Matt Snyder of the Regional Office of Education, for example, other area outside of Decatur, administrators, and when I made the inquiry to them, if Millikan were to put together a promotion to add, for teachers to add an endorsement to their teaching license, what area would it be? And resoundingly, the first area of choice was the special education area. So I feel like we are definitely at Millikan meeting the needs of the Decatur area as well as the surrounding area. And with this opportunity that has presented itself with the pandemic, a majority of these courses over the course of this extended semester are going to be offered in a format that would allow for participants to come from greater distances. I'm, in fact, speaking to somebody who is interested from Kankakee about pursuing the special ed endorsement and how that would work for their daily schedule. So really that was driven by conversations I had when I first arrived at Millikan last year, again, speaking to superintendents in the area about what is it that you need the most from Millikan.
And then tuition, scholarships, will districts reimburse current staff, the financial side of this?
That's a great question, and that's something that I do want to address. If a teacher is interested, every district has within their contracts some sort of caveat for teachers, that whether that be financial reimbursement, whether that be they cover tuition or books. Every district has a little different approach to how they compensate teachers for returning to school and adding on things like an endorsement or graduate credit. So that is something, again, I'd encourage everyone interested in this program, all practicing teachers or teachers who are out there that maybe aren't teaching currently but would like to add this endorsement, inquire with a district you're employed in about financial compensation. Also, there is the FAFSA. Recommend strongly that anyone interested, if they feel the need that they may have a desire to take out loans, to complete the FAFSA, get that done as quickly as possible. And then lastly, we are offering at Millikan $500 to $1,000 scholarships, and the inquiry for those scholarships goes directly to me at an email, education@millikan.edu. So we're trying to work in collaboration with area districts with their contracted amounts that they offer to their teachers, and also give back to those who do want to return to Millikan or start anew at Millikan for the endorsement.
Dr. Pamela Barnes, Director of the School of Education at Millikan University, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thank you for your hard work on this, and we really appreciate having you with us today. You can go to millikan.edu/education to find out more about all of that if you are out there. Upward of 60% of the available positions that are open right now in the state of Illinois, a giant chunk of those in the area of special education. They're having a hard time finding teachers, period, but in this particular category, a really, really hard time. And this is so smart.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.